It's the Rush Hour catch-up podcast for the new-look Mazda BT50 with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and reverse camera as standard. Make sure your ute is built like a BT50.
Hey, everyone. It's Luke, Libby, and Dobbo. Margot joining us again, the Savo. It's a Wednesday, so we arc up our Wednesday whinge. Also, Dobbo reveals something very honestly to us this afternoon, what he can't travel without. You can't believe what Dobbo, big pussy, can't travel without. And we'll take some calls on that as well. And as well as that, Margo's having all sorts of financial dramas because of the cost of kindy here in southeast Queensland. It's freaking ridiculous. You'll find out how much it costs if you listen to this. It's the catch up. It starts right up. Hey, everybody, what's happening? Here we go. Luke, Libby, Dobbo, Captain Benny back with you for another afternoon. Margo's with us. And if, unless I'm sorely mistaken, it's a Wednesday, meaning it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, and I have a ripper for you today, Luke. I'm fanging for this Wednesday whinge because...
She's got a ripper for us, but what about a whinge? Thank you. Thank you.
I, this morning, went to the shopping centre. And I put my car into one of those car wash places at the shopping centre. And they always charge you overs and under-deliver on the actual wash. And I was ropeable because I had my car for 2.5 hours. And when I got there, it still wasn't ready. They had only literally just started it. And I told them I needed to leave by a certain time so that I could get in here. And then when I got it back... It was still dirty in places. I did like a full inside outside detail and it still wasn't clean and it cost me way too much money.
Where are you whinging at?
I'm whinging at the car wash place.
Well, you should go to Hoppies.
You got to go see Heels at Hoppies, mate. They look after you.
You won't have this mistake.
They can be expensive, very expensive, by the way. Hey, Benny, short notice, but you don't have my mate at the Miami car wash, do you? You remember that he has a we got a fan of the show down at the Miami car wash, and he has some complimentary things to say about the show. I've got to tell you that I've got a whinge, and it's about a Gold Coast couple. How about this? Gold Coast couple earlier in the year scored themselves in the lotto, gold lotto. They picked themselves up $10 million, which is fantastic. Go on holidays this week. They're up in the Northern Territory spending their $10 mil. While they're on holidays,
all of it.
While they're on their holidays, they go into a newsagent in Darwin and buy a scratchy and pick up another 150 grand.
No.
Now, here's my point, and this is my whinge, Dobbo, is if you pick yourself up 10 mil, get out of the game. Yeah. You know, leave the rest to us, because some other sucker would have come along to the newsagent straight after these guys.
Yeah.
That would have been the next cab off the rank to buy that scratchy that hasn't won $10 million. 150, that's chump change to them now. They picked themselves up 150 grand.
Yeah, well, rightly so. Selfish. Last week, I was lucky enough to stay in where the Maroons were staying at the Park Hyatt in Melbourne. And
surely there's nothing to whinge about
now,
there.
I went to the minibar to get some Pringles out, got them out, and the gatekeeper,
can I guess?
KG, said, put them back. So I just put them on the side outside. Between there and the next morning, the housekeeping came through and billed me for the Pringles. I had two sets of Pringles, so I put one back. Just have a guess how much a small packet of Pringles that they decided. I just got my statement.
$7.
$11. You know what? They're worth $2.50.
Yep.
Just because you're the Park Hyatt doesn't mean you can just go on that kind of rampage. I'm sick to death of big business screwing a little bloke.
That they charged you.
Double dipped me.
Yeah, they
twice, and I never even
opened
them.
And you didn't even open them.
Because KG wouldn't let me.
Like, are the hotels aware of the prices at the 7-Eleven downstairs? Hey, anyway, that's the way Wednesday whinge works. If you've got one for us, big or small, hit the phones right now. We'll take your calls coming up next, and we might even fling you a really good prize as well. So big or small, Wednesday whinge, let's get amongst it.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday whinge.
Yeah, Peter Beattie called us a pack of whinges when the closing ceremony of the Commonwealth Games was on a couple of months ago, so we're just rolling with it. We're turning, lemons into lemonade here. We're getting it off our chest, and big or small, having a bit of a whinge.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, whatever you want to have a whinge about. What did you want to say,
mate?
I
want to turn lemons into a tequila.
You can do
shot.
That. You can do that. Go for it.
Today's the day for it.
Who's called through there, Benny?
Paul has called through from Stockley, mate. What's your whinge today?
Mate, I do a lot of work around Brisbane. I had to do a job down at Burleigh Heads today. Pulled up at the parking meter, you put your change in, and punch the number in instead of your rego. You put numbers in down there. And then come back to my car after I've done this job. And I knew I had time left on the meter, and I found a parking ticket on my side window. And I've gone, what the hell's going on here? So I looked at the time, and the time was wrong, and I knew I had, you know, like probably half an hour left on the meter. And then I realised after I spoke to a lady on the phone that I'd put the wrong number in, the number at the front.
No.
Apparently you got to put the number in the back.
Yeah.
So, that can be confusing.
Know? Yeah.
That's my win for the day. My bloody
mate.
No, mate. He's right.
Hey, how much was your ticket, Paul?
$75, man.
Well, I got $100 at the Titans on Friday night. I was filthy for that. But that is a trap for young players. There's two different systems. There's, as Paul says, the one in Brisbane, you have to put your number plate on. But on the Gold Coast, we have to put the parking number on. And they don't really make it clear which is the number at the front's yours or the number at the back. And Paul's been caught out. Yeah. And the other thing that sucks about what we've got on the Gold Coast is that, say, Paul rips out of his car park and he's still got half an hour left in his park. Somehow the parking meter knows that Paul's left.
Censored.
And he wipes it clean. So no, there's no, you know, the old school parking meters, you'd pull in and there'd be 20 minutes.
No, they get wiped.
Yep. So no win for the motorist at all. Thanks for your whinge, Paul. We appreciate it.
Andy from North Ipswich, what is your whinge?
Oh, fellas, bloody service stations, honestly.
What have they done now, Andy, aside from charging too much at the Bowser?
What a ripoff. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been this whole plethora of new service stations being built around Brisbane. Now, I'm self-employed, so I tow a trailer around, and I need to fuel up my trailer. So they've got it now, so when you drive into the forecourt to fill up, your vehicle's facing towards the shop, you know, the service station. So by the time I've pulled up at the Bowser, if I go in there, level with my trailer to juice it up, the front of me, Ute's in the shop in the bloody pie warmer.
Why don't you look at it on the bright side? It's like a drive-through for you. You can just lean out the window to pay the cashier.
Yeah.
No, that sucks, mate. They're not looking after the truckies, is what you say.
Stefan from Logan, give us your whinge.
Mate, I've probably been done before, but I hate it. I got a meat pie for Smoker the other day, and they frickin' charged me for tomato sauce, and that's un-Australian, mate.
It is.
Uncouth.
It's a constant whinge now. Oh, a lot of people are upset about this.
I think that one charged me 60 cents.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah.
You can buy a whole bottle for $2.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just, you know, I mean...
I'm saying...
Exactly.
To all bakeries and all pie shops around southeast Queensland...
Put the sauce out,
give it for free, and we'll and factor 20 cents extra into every pie. You'll come out ahead.
Mm.
Your clients don't feel ripped off. I told you the story, Dobbo, when we did the swim up in Noosa. I'm not proud of this. You know, I'm in my 40s, and yet I still refuse to pay the 50 cents for tomato sauces, so I stole some. I'm not proud of it. I mean,
I would have as well. I'm with you.
I stole three tomato sauces. I'm not proud of it.
Hey, Stefan, tell you what, mate. You should stock up on some sauce. You're heading along to the Yabba. Big kicks, high marks. Can you feel it? Join us for spectacular action. Unbeatable entertainment as the Lions take on the GWS Giants Saturday, June 24. Tickets at lions.com.au. You got a double pass for getting that off your chest, mate. Well done.
Oh, awesome. Good. I played my daughter. She plays AFL for Yonga Devils.
Perfect. Awesome. Free sauce at the Gabba too, mate. Well done. Hey, well, mind you, that probably slug you $78 for a hot dog, but anyway.
Yeah, look, people travel all the time, and as we get more needy, we need things in our life that we have to travel with. So necessities, and this only became clear last week when I was in Melbourne and KG took a hair straightener, and it's a bit longer than normal. And I said, what are you taking that for? She goes, I will not travel without my hair straightener now.
I understand.
And I mean, I don't. I think that's just very vain. But then she said to me, well, what do you travel? And I take a pillow. I've got this special pillow. Yeah, I've got a special pillow.
That's worse than a hair straightener.
That is very, very punsy, Dobbo.
Well, look, I'm not a good sleeper at the best of times. I finally found this pillow.
What are you, five?
I flogged it off my son. He had this pillow. I flogged it off my son.
Is it a banana pillow?
No, it's just a normal, it's a crapped out, I don't know how many people have slept on it, but I tell you what, Dobbo, that's my go-to pillow.
That's your entire carry-on baggage limit.
Yeah, the best part of staying at hotels is the pillows.
No, I chuck my pillow in my bag. I take like a saddle bag. And I chuck my gear in there, and the first thing I put in there is a pillow, so it goes in.
Do you take your favourite teddy bear with you, or do you?
I don't have a teddy bear.
Do you buy one on the road?
Luke, I know you moisturise your face every day. You've openly said that on this show before. You can't go a day without taking your moisturiser. You travel, you pack it.
Are you trying to get back at me?
No, I'm just saying, that's the truth.
Margo, can I ask you, what's more girly? Okay, can you just, what's less masculine? A guy that uses moisturiser or a guy who refuses to travel without his pillow?
A guy who refuses to travel without his pillow.
Okay.
Everybody uses moisturiser. It's a necessity.
It was a nice...
Well, you should.
No, I know you don't. but... anyway, you carry your favourite pillow. Did you see yesterday Kim Jong-un came out? He carried...
He was worried about people going through his stools. And I thought, like, seriously, like, you're serious if you take your own toilet? I can't cop the fact that KG takes a hair straightener.
No.
And now you're saying I'm in the wrong.
I always take my hair dryer. And Corey always says the same thing to me. He said, but when you go to the hotel, they have them there.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that plug into the wall. Like, and they're not very powerful. And it takes you like an hour to dry my hair, which is long because I have only short hair. Whereas I take my hair dry, it takes 2 minutes. And I know the heat consistency. I know the power that it has. So, I know how to do it.
I don't think it's wrong of me going on a trip.
Oh, that's very girly, Dobbo.
Seriously. I'm not worried about girly. I just think that for the benefit of myself and for everybody around me, I need a decent sleep. And if that gets me a good sleep, everybody should be happy.
I want to point out that last year I went on holidays and I didn't take anything because I left my bag in the Coolangatta Airport. I literally took an overseas trip for a week and all I had was my passport and my wallet and my mobile phone. That's all I had. And you know what?
I would die.
Margo, it's all I needed. I just bought everything when I was there.
Yeah.
Hey, there was moisturiser.
That's always the positive.
Dobbo, I was a little concerned, but there was moisturiser at the hotel. So I was like, hey, our number's 13 27 10. If you want to be a part of the show, what do we want to know here, Dobbo? What can't you travel without?
What you can't go overseas or travel without. And the things that you necessary. I don't think it's unreasonable to take a pillow. I think that's normal.
Pouncy, mate.
You know, hairdryer I get.
That's shocking.
Non-negotiables.
I don't understand it.
Like, if you don't take your pillow, what happens? Do you wake up the next morning and your ovaries start hurting? Is that what happens?
Okay.
No? Okay. Right. 13 27 10 is our number here at Gold 92.5. Give us a call and tell us what you can't travel without.
All right. I'm going to hose these two down while we're...
And Dobbo's just shared with us, he can't travel without his favourite pillow. Margot can't travel without a hair straightener. Fair dinkum.
And Luke can't travel without...
Non-negotiable.
Moisturiser.
Yeah. Hey, is it oil of Olay?
It's 13 27 10 is our phone number here at Gold 92.5. Kerry's given us a call. What is it you can't cruise without, Kerry?
I'm with the hair straightener as well.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yep. I actually drove from the coast down to Sydney once with my partner. We get to Coffs Harbour and I suddenly realised I'd forgotten to pack it. So I said, we've got to go back and get it. And he said, absolutely not a chance. So I said, all right, well, we've got to stop at the shop somewhere and buy one.
How much are they?
$80.
I went into Priceline and got a cheap one for $50, and it's actually better than my $200 one that I left at home.
Fair dinkum. You know, it's funny, Kerry, because I was with Kathy for about 5-6 years or so, and we were, funnily enough, swear to God, we were in Coffs Harbour also, and I say to Kathy, I go, remember when I first met you and your hair was all curly? And she wanted to scratch my eyeballs out because I was completely oblivious to the fact that she was spending like an hour a day straightening her hair every day.
Are you serious?
I didn't know. She went in and she goes, do you seriously not know what I do to keep my hair straight every day? I went, I thought your hair just went straight.
Well, people go to the trouble of actually keratin straightening it where they try and get it
straightened. She's done that. But she walked into the bathroom. She came out 20 minutes later and she was like Nicole Kidman from the 80s. Her hair was just afro all of a sudden. Chicks put so much energy into straightening their hair.
Sam from Coomber, what can't you travel without?
I can't travel without my satin pillowcase.
Oh, it does feel nice under the face and it's good for anti-aging, Sam.
Yeah, I've had one since I was 5 years old I'm now in my 40s, and I use it for my hair so it doesn't get knotty.
So you will not travel without a special pillowcase that you put over any pillow.
You're giving Dobbo ideas here.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe you should stack a pillowcase instead of the whole pillow.
No, no, this pillow that I stole off Will is a proper. I've got an idea. It's old, and it's great.
You know what I reckon you should do, Dobbo, is take your whole bed. You know, I can see Dobbo getting onto the Qantas flight, stuffing it in the overhead hangar.
Isn't that what Prince Charles does? Yeah, that's what's good enough for him.
That's what Dobbo needs to do. Hey, thanks for your call.
Look at this, Terry. You want to weigh in on this, and Dobbo's not alone here with the pillow.
Yep, you're right. I drove from Sydney to Adelaide with my pillow in my motor vehicle, left it at Mildura, and drove on to Adelaide and drove back from Adelaide to Mildura to pick up my pillow.
See?
How far is it from Adelaide? How far is it from Adelaide to Mildura?
4 hours, I think.
Oh, about 4 or 5 hours or longer.
About 4 decades.
But it's a double trip. Like, he's got to double that up. You put 10 hours into getting that pillow back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just a pillow, though. You can buy them from Kmart for $20.
It's just not a pillow. It's been broken in. And when they're broken in, they're special.
It's time to throw them out. Pillows only last 12 months. You've got to replace them every 12 months. Otherwise, it's unhygienic.
I reckon this could be 10 years old.
Yeah, that's unhygienic. You're supposed to replace them every 12 months.
Oh, Margo, please. If we gave money bags, Margo.
If we gave
Kmart. Tontine pillows at Kmart, $15.
If we gave that Dobbo's pillow to the CSIRO, I reckon they could either cure cancer or someone could get pregnant. That's what
I don't understand how families can afford to have both parents working and sending their kids to daycare.
You almost got to have both working so you can afford daycare.
I know. I got a statement through for this month. So we're only halfway into June and the last week or two of May. And it was $2,500.
For how long?
For a month.
For what?
For a month.
How many kids?
Two.
For two kids, it's
two
what?
Two kids. One goes 3 days, one goes 2 days.
How much is it a day?
And then the two eldest for two days had to catch the shuttle bus from school back to kindy, which they charge you $32 for.
Okay, forget about that. So when your kid, how old are your young kids?
2 and 4.
So when the two-year-old goes to kindy, how much is it a day?
$96.
And is that the same for the four-year-old?
$98.
Wow.
I like the fact that they go, you know, for the four-year-old, it's going to be $2 extra. You know, we can't be expected to do it for $94 a day. That's outrageous.
I know. And I take my hat off to childcare workers because I only have to look after 4 kids. They got to look after 24 kids in the class. You know, like that's a lot of kids to look after. So,
too many.
So all the money that they earn is a credit. However, they're not going to Harvard.
Yeah. That's
they're playing with Play-Doh and paddle pop sticks and playing outside and eating Vegemite sandwiches.
What are they? How come it is so expensive?
I don't know, Luke.
How many kids have they got in there? 24?
Per class, I don't know. They're probably 80 kids in total.
Eight grand a day they're pulling in fees.
It's just getting to the point where families are doing it tough. Like, you got fuel prices like that. But to have a daycare or a kindy or that kind of money having to, like, I don't know how people do it.
No.
It's getting better. I'm being serious. You go on, everybody used to think having an au pair or a nanny was, the rich and famous would only have that now. I know so many people who now go, you can go and get a French au pair, they can come over and you get them, they live with you, I know they live with you, and it might be $200 a week you pay them, you're better off, you've got somebody in your house,
the kids are in your home,
and they're protected.
It sounds a bit hoity-toity, I've got an au pair, but you're right, it's actually a lot cheaper.
Mate, you save.
I can't believe what you're telling me.
The drawback is they live with you and they have to live in your house, but for the sake of all this money, you just can't afford it. People cannot afford to do it anymore.
And I get that there's the whole family tax benefit and childcare rebates and all that sort of thing, but that's just as confusing as anything else because they make it so difficult for you to try and claim. You ring Centrelink and then they refer you to the website and then you've got to go through all your tax and all your earnings and all that sort of stuff. It's so difficult to do. I ended up just not even bothering in the end because I couldn't qualify initially. And now that I can qualify, it's all too hard.
Well, how do you know if you do or not?
Well, you've got to get online and fill out this whole application form thing and it does like a feasibility test and then something else test and then it goes and comes out and it says, okay, you qualify for the rebate, go in and see your Medicare, your Centrelink store. Mm. Like, it's just a pain in the ass. Yeah. But I worked it out. If I spent $2,500 over 12 months, that's $27,000 in kindy fees for two kids.
Yeah,
I could
right.
send them to a GPS high school
you want
for
come,
the same amount of money.
You want them coming out of Harvard Law School with fees like that.
Margo, if you went on this show and said, hello, everybody, my kids are at home. This amount of time, they're going to school, and all you have to do is turn up at 9 o'clock and at 5 o'clock leave, and you get to stay here, and I'm going to give you $15,000 for the year. All your kids would go home and you'd save yourself money. They'd be jumping over you to do it. This is gone out of control. You know the problem is? We weren't smart enough to own childcare centres.
No, that's
ourselves.
What I was going to say. If you can't beat them, join them. And we open our own daycare centre. And I know I'm dead against it for dogs, but I'm not for kids. And that's Dobbo's theory. Chain time.
That's the catch-up podcast for the new look Mazda BT50 with up to 3.5 tonnes towing and the grunt of a 2.2 or 3.2 litre diesel engine. The new look Mazda BT50 is built tougher than a $2 steak. You can catch us weekdays from 3 on 104.5 Triple M and Gold 92.5.